brought to you by Penguin.
The Surf by Kwaku Ose-Afrifa. Read by Rachel Handshaw. For Jorge, come we go. Falling. That's the bit you learn last to let go. It's funny because you'd think they'd tell you about it first, day one. Sitting in pre-flight and Gunny hands everyone a bucket as they file in, sit down. Gunny at this point also tells everyone not to ask any questions. Not now, not ever. Not till we lose our tails. He calls us tadpoles. Another thing, we're in flight suits with a detachable tail, so we do kind of look like tadpoles. The name stuck, and we adopted it as our team identity. Our shuttle is one of twins docked inside a large plane, a bulbous hunk of windowless metal. It's a smooth takeoff, the board is green, speed is accelerating towards nominal. All the efficiency of routine. So why am I gritting my teeth and squeezing my eyes closed? My hands inside their gloves feel clammy and overly big. I feel toes spring out from the webs between my already toes, and I'm waiting for my boots to burst, all bone, sinew, extra toes, and the smell. When we level out at our desired altitude, that sensation of not moving sets in, my teeth relax, and I pull faces to restore feeling in my jaw. I look down at my feet, and there's no carnage. I thank the sun. There's a slapping wet sound, and I think that's the first person to lose their breakfast. A green face lifts from out of the bucket. There's a sheen of sweat and some debris in the tousled blonde hair on top of his head and around his mouth. I've never liked beards. No, that's not quite right. I hate beards. We're being pressed into our seats under 3 Gs. We're strapped in harnesses with just enough freedom of movement to lift bucket, lower head, return head to rest, and hyperventilate based on the breathing patterns around me. And from me, I'm ashamed to say. A light turns from red to blue above us. We 8x8 strong look up as an earpiece is ejected from a panel beside our left ears. I lean into mine, and 63 others do the same. Once the niggly little bud is in my ear, I stop leaning. Last week I was here, and I didn't stop leaning, and I had the worst crick in my neck. They didn't let me out of the shuttle. The twin shuttle let out another version of me, a fellow speed with middling times, and I had to stay here and watch everyone surf. Watching the surf doesn't suck, per se, but watching people surf when you should be out there sucks. It really sucks. Especially when you have to sit through watching a loss. I'm determined to be crick-free today, and thankfully, or mercilessly, depending on who you ask, it's actually a warmer and, believe it or not, a brighter day. Maybe it was destiny to miss last week. Some of the tadpoles around me have clocked my trick with the earbud and have tried to sit back in rest position with it in place. A couple of them have managed it. I incline my head in approval. One girl, acne-ridden and with one hell of an overbite, has dropped her bud, eyes wide in worry. I reckon she wants to tell Gunny, but what's he really gonna do other than get really mad at her for fucking up this early? She's at the end of my row, and if this briefing isn't as long as the last one, then maybe I'll have time to give her broad strokes before we surf. Tadpoles! Gunny's voice is clear. I can't hear any of the G's on him, and I'm pretty sure I spend all my energy trying to keep my face off of the floor. Pre-flight prep is almost complete. We're 2 clicks from the cluster of impact zones we're looking to surf. There are 5 other teams kicking around looking for a break, and our sky bitch has warned me that if we don't time it right, the traffic will be heavy, and it'll get dangerous, and people might die. Cue a couple gasps and another wet slap in a bucket. I think about Polly, the cloud chaser. Or sky bitch, depending on who you ask. Back at base camp, grounded. And I wonder who the joke's on. Your flight suit has been modified after the last surf the team did. We've stuck as close to regulation as we can, but if we don't bend the rules, we don't get wins. We don't get points, we don't move up the table, you don't get paid, and my husband gives me a hard fucking time. We hazard the chest-constricting act of laughing. It goes well. We receive no retaliation from Gravity or Gunny. He continues. Keep to the formations in your playbook, and no one should wipe out. There are some new starters. Sound off, please. Bellamy, check. Ava, check. My turn.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?